The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The last sugya in Ayisha Rabbah, one of the inyanim that comes up over and over again, the last half of our perek, in the second half of our perek, is the sugya of Rav Hamnuna, the din of Rav Hamnuna, and its relationship with the din of Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel have a machloikis whether Kiddushin is toifis in a Yevama that's a medes lesia. She, on the one hand, she's not married, her husband died. She does not have a nisakoris, even though there's a lav of lesia, there's a lav, not a nisakoris. Look at the way we pass him, that chayvid lav, and people can tapsibot. Chayvid pis is loy tapsibot Kiddushin, she should be muteris kashuv. She should be Tatsiva Kedushin. Rav and Shmuel have a machloikis. Rav holds Kedushin loy Tatsiva, Shmuel has a suffix. Shmuel's noite, the Gemara says, that Kedushin Tatsiva. The Gemara links this to another din, Rav Hamnuna. There was a member of Rav Hamnuna, since it was before Rav and Shmuel. He was Mechadish at Shemes Yovim Shezinso Asura Kisoita. She's Mizana, when she's Kukali Ibum, it's like she was Mizana Taras Bailo. Talochis, she's a suri kisoyta, she's also to the yovim. It's as if she's mizana on her husband, she's also to her husband, she's mizana. By the yovim, so remela, she's a suri liyovim. So the Gemara links up that if you say that she has a din of sight, that means that we look at her as an eshtish. We look at the issues between the yovomo and between the yovim. We discussed by Rikhus back on Daf Yizayin and Yechess exactly how to word this. But the common sense over here is, so what the Gemara means to say is that Ad Kamo, that she's Asura Kisoito, that tells us that we look at her as having a relation to Yovam like Meshdish. In that case, we understand Kedushin Lai Tafs, but even though it's only Chayv Elavim, not Chayv Krisus, so it would be an exception to a rule. So as a rule, goes with this dynamic, and just qualify this. Tesis and Seyti Daf Yud Ches points this out, that even though Chayv Elavim is Tafsibo Kedushin, how can we say the Kedushin is not Tafs in the Yovam? The Teretz is that we have Aloch Ovil L'Siyesh Nemes Achutzo L'Tia Havaya Bo, the Gemara says, if L'Tafsibo Kiddushin, so then Memela will understand that Asura Kisoyta. The Rua adds to that yeah, it says L'Tia Shmuel Shemes Yom Shizinsa is Muteris Shemes Yom Shizinsa is Muteris, because according to Shmuel that we say that Shemes Yom Kiddushin is Teifis in her. So obviously we don't look at her as an Ashes Ish vis-a-vis the Yovam. We look at her as having a din to be married to the Yovam. But not that they have a relationship now of husband and wife, not that there's no issues between them now that we would say that she, when she's Mizana, she's violating that issue. It's no issues. She has Aloha, she's Mechut to get married to her brother-in-law. Not more than that. She's Mizana now, it's an Averin. But it's not a biblical issue. There is no issues. That's what the Azul Ruh says. Open up a Rambam, it sounds not that way. The Rambam in Yibum Beis Halachachov in Soita Perek Dalet Halach Yud Dalet in Ishus Dalet Sif Yud Zayin Paskins like Shmuel that Shemeres Yovam that was Mekabel Kedushin, a woman was Niskadeshes, she's the Shemeres Yovam. The Halach is that she needs to get misofik. That means he's passing like Shmuel. But we don't say like Rav that Kedushin is not Teifis. He's passing like Shmuel that if there's a real tzad, that Kedushin is Teifis bo. On the other hand, the Rambam that we just said in Ishus, Perek Dal, Sif Yud Zayin, Aloch Yud Zayin, says that Shemeres Yovim Shezinso, the two Alochs are supposed to be linked to each other. But the Rambam says that Shemeres Yovim Shezinso is Eino Asuru, Muteris Liyivu. The Rambam doesn't make it into a sophic. Is she like an Eshtish? Is she not like an Eshtish? Does she have a relationship with the Yovam? Does she not have a relationship with the Yovam? No. She has no relationship with the Yovam. She's Muteres Liyubum, period. Doesn't make it into a sophic. Why are the two not talking to each other? Seems like the Rambam doesn't hold like this, or as a rule, like this in certain that you guess, that the two Alochas of Shemeres Yovam, where the condition is status bo, and Aloch of Shemeres Yovam, whether if she's Mizana, she becomes Saita, they're not talking to each other. The Rambam has a different psak halacha for the two of them. And this is Taka the opinion of the Ritva. The Ritva in our Suda says one has nothing to do with the other. The reason why she's, if she's Mizana, she would or wouldn't become a Soit is totally in the level of a relationship that she has with him. And the Tvisa's Kedusha is not because she has an issue to the Yavam, but because the Din that Shemes Yavam is not Niskabel Bo Kedusha. If we have to put a finger on it, we'll add something first. The Gemara in Memtesim and Beis 50 blad ago says that Abaya, the Gemara brings a memory from Abaya that Boal neither Visoito ain't Avlad Mamza. The Gemara asks, why didn't Abaya also mention that Boal Shemes Yovam ain't Avlad Mamza? So the Gemara says that Abaya Misapkele Ikerav Ikeshmuel. Says Rashi over there in Daf Memtesim and Beis that Tvisas Kedushin Yevomo will be the determinant whether Avlad Mamza. If you hold that there's no Tvisas Kedushin, so we have the general rule, whenever there's no Tvisas Kedushin in a woman, Avlad is a Mamza. When there is Tvisas Kedushin, Avlad is not Mamza. That'll be the Kever, Rashi says, whether Shemes Yevom, whether the Vlad of the Znus of somebody Minachut that's Baal on a Yevomo, on Shemes Yevom, whether the Vlad is a Mamza. Tvisas says over the B'Shem Ben Tam, no. Says over there it's Pashut. The Gemara, the Taisu says it's Pashut that Abaya held that Ein Bo Mamzerus. Or Bo Al Shemes Yovam, there's no Mamzerus. Why? He says because Shemes Yovam is not also because of an Ervam. Shemes Yovam has a din that she's also L'chol Olam Kulei. It's not the Ervam between this man. A fellow came in Ashuk and he was Bo on a Shemes Yovam. There's a problem in relationship between the two of them? No. She has a din that she's kukalim, she's not like a maid to anybody. Similar, Taisus points out in the town, like Eved Va'akum, Habo Abbas Yisroel, there's certainly no Tvisas Kedusha. There's no Tvisas Kedusha between the Eved and Abbas Yisroel, there's no Tvisas Kedusha between a Goy and a Abbas Yisroel, and still there's a Machloikis, whether Vlad is a Mamza or not. So Vlad Mamza has nothing to do with Tvisas Kedusha. Why? Because over there, so the Isser of marrying an Eved or a Goy has nothing to do with the relationship between these two people. Has to do with the fact that Eved is not allowed to have a relationship with anybody in Klai Yisrael. A Goy is not allowed to have a relationship, a marital relationship with any Yid. So no, that does not create Havlad Mamza. So here also, Shemes Yovam is not Osir because she has a relationship that Asus her, but there's a din that Shemes Yovam, her din is to be Miskadeshes, to be Misyavemes to the Yovam. It sounds similar to the Machloikis. Why is Kedushin not Teufis in the Yevoma? Why is Kedushin not Teufis in the Yevoma? Again, I'm not asking why is Kedushin not Teufis to Yevoma from anybody in Ashuk. I'm asking the Yevom. Could the Yevom be Mekadosh Yevoma with the ring and say, I am the Kedesh is the Kedash Meishu Yisrael? No. Kedushin is not Teufis, though. Why? Rashi and Daphne Bey says, we discussed in a share over there, Rashi and Daphne Bey says, and the reason is because Etzem she's a Chos Ishto. I'm sorry, she's an Eish Esach. She's an Eish Esach, but she has a heter to form a relationship with this man in the model of Yibu, which is only Bibir. As far as a regular Kesef Kedusha is concerned, she has an Eserva. Tesis argues, Tesis Nafnun argues, seems he holds that if the Torah was Deuche the Iser Eish Esach, so then that Iser Eish Esach can't stand in the way of Tvisis Kedusha, of Kedusha. So why can't he be Mekadosh of Kesef? Says Tais over there in Dafnun, Tais in Dafnun, Dibra Maschu Rabban Gamliel, the beginning of Perikam Gamliel says that the fact that she's miyuah, she has a din, the Torah gave her a specific tafkid for her to be nivellas, to become a Yevoma. So she's has a din. She has a din, another din can't be chal on her. It's not a vort because of the erva. The nekuda over here is not that there's a Isser Ervon Hashemes Yovam. That would sound to be the truth according to Taisus. Taisus has this new word where since she's miyuid for a mitzvah of Yibum, she can't become shayach to a regular parasha of Kedushin. Rashi doesn't hold that. Rashi is the reason why the Yovam came in Mekadosh is something between them. Why can't Kedushin be Taisus from anybody else in a Hashemes Yovam? Then you'll have to say that Tarasa is an Ervon. If that's the case, if I ask him Shom Erevus, then you can clear it, his Kedushin, yeah, not, Havlad Mamza. That's totally in this Machlokes, the Rishonim with the Rambam that we just said. Now we postulated back on Daf Yud Zayin a new mahalach in understanding the tzodim of whether kedushin is tayfis in the yevoma, and that is, if we say that the zika between the yevoma and the yovam is a relationship that already exists between the two of them, then we understand that since lamaisa that relationship is not formed yet, it's only a relationship in potential. So it won't necessarily aser up or prevent anybody else's kedushin tvisi in her. Masha'enke, if we learn, we had another tzad over there, that the dinim of Yevoma on Noiveh, not because she has a working halachic relationship with her Yovam to be now, but because some of the issues hameis lasan loshan tesin kedushin nadal, the issues hameis was nishar oleho, it's as if, as far as we're concerned, she's still married to her husband, to her deceased husband. The issues between them didn't go off until she's nisyabim to his brother. In that context, we understand that that issues would create an itvisis kedushin. It's partly an ishus ish. What's interesting is that even though this sounds only like a lamdus, G'doy le'achroinim of 500 years ago made a case out of it. There's a machlokes between the Tshuvas Marit and the Marit Ben Leiv. Marit Ben Leiv was faced in the early 1500s with an interesting, a tragic question, where a Jewish man had passed away, left his wife over. They were living, I think, in Holland or in one of the countries where they were free to live as Yidden. They had fled from Spain. There was a brother of the deceased, of the maize, in Spain. And the question was brought to Marit Ben Leiv, that the fellow, the brother in Spain, was a complete mumma. Was a complete off the derech. He had embraced Christianity, and there's a suffix by the goyim, suffix by the rishonim. If a mumma is zoikik, whether the zika created by a mumma. If somebody dies, does his wife have a zika on her that she's asur l'shuk because there's a brother? Who's the brother? The brother's a mumma. Maybe he's considered not a yid. That's as if the deceased doesn't have a brother. Or no, Lamaisa, the brother is a brother, Yisrael Shalachah B'Shachot Yisrael Haim, and it's considered he has a brother, and you have to deal with the fallout, which means you have to figure out how to get a Yib Mura Chalitza. So the Marit Ben Leiv wanted to use as a Tzad Laheter, another Suffolk to make a Sfek Sfeka. One Suffolk was this Suffolk of whether there's Din Zika in a Mumer. To make another suffix, to turn into a Sfek Sfek to be Matim, Marit Ben Leiv said a brilliant chiddush. He said that Be'etzim in every family of Anusim, in those Murano families, there was a lot of Goyish blood mixed in. After a few generations, it was very hard to have the dividing line. Who was Jewish, who had Jewish blood, who was Goyish, who only had Yiddish blood. In every family, there's somewhat of a suffix that maybe two brothers, theoretically, maybe one's Jewish, one's not Jewish, or maybe the one that's here now really wasn't Jewish, but he was Megayo, some of the Anusim went through a Geiris. After Deiris, all the families over there were mixed up, because they were going that mixed in, because of social pressure. So he says, because of the Suffolk, maybe they're not brothers, maybe this other fellow, or maybe in that specific instance it was a Suffolk, is a Suffolk whether it's his brother. It comes out, we have a cloud, that if there's a custom, we're not going to try to rationalize or explain it now. Called the parish miruba parish. If a person finds a piece of meat on the street, he's allowed to make a reckoning how much sales there are of kosher meat in town, how much sales there are of non-kosher meat, and go with the roif. Called the parish miruba parish. Called kavua, if not that the meat was found in the street, but the meat was taken from the store. You don't remember which store you took it from. i.e., wherever the suffix wasn't created in an independent location, in a neutral location, but the suffix was created in the Mokum HaSuffik, so then the halacha is, the Gemara Lasse discusses Nus in the end of the first page of Ksubis, and there's a question over there of who was the Mezana, whether he would aser the woman that he was Mezana with or not. It's a question of what his identity was. We say to look at the people in town and to Paskin based on whatever you can do. Because since the suffix was no led by them in town, the suffix was no led out of town, so it's a suffix that was no led in a neutral location, we can go bust the roiv of possibilities in town. But where the suffix was created in town, i.e. in the chanuz, there the halacha is called kavur kimechzan lechzadam. Says the Mari ben Lev a brilliant piece. He says that over here also the suffik is whether that brother is zoikik. So then the halacha is it kavuah b'mkaymoi and kavuah b'mechsa mechsa dami. There's a suffik over here, even though roiv v'danusim were their lineage was kosher, but the suffik is a suffik and is mitzadid lahakul based on that type of svar. Says the Marit, what? Chuvus Marit a few days after the Marit ben Lev. He says that's not the nekuda. The suffik is not whether the yavam in Spain over there, where the suffik was created, where these family, where these problematic family stories were created, it wasn't over there who's a relative and who's not. The story is over here. What's her din? Does she have an issue? Not is the maid still related to her or not? That's called a parush. That's not the mokum of the original suffik of the families. That was back in Spain. Now they fled. They're in Belgium, in Holland, or someplace else. What does it have to do with what's going on over there? That's called the parush. What's the machlokes? The machlokes is where does the issur of an isha to get married the shuk come from? Does it have to do with the situation of today of the issues of the yovam? Well, in that case, the yovam is back there. But is it a suffik in terms of the relationship with the yovam, or it's a suffik in terms of the marriage that she had with this man and what and whether that marriage stayed or not? So that's an interesting halacha lemaisa that would be used stodim that lechayu takes sides in this kakira. We'll just add one more machlokes lahalacha. Halacha lemaisa is it's on a theoretical question. Our meaning today is not to be miyabim. If unfortunately somebody dies without children, they make a chalitza v'zeu. Why? Because there's a shita of Abishol, where Abishol holds that if he's bole shalel l'shem mitzvah, he's not thinking to do the mitzvah. He's bole l'shem, he wants to marry her. L'shem taiva. In that case, so he's not mekayim mitzvah. If he's not mekayim mitzvah, he's not koiner. We're choshev shita Abishol, we don't do evil. That's the halacha l'maaseh of today. What would be if a yovam would be bo al yevimto, according to Abishol, shalel l'shem mitzvah? Now Lamaisa, she was nevelous, not Natsura of Yibum. Would she become Asura? Is that a beer that would asa her up? Is there would that create in her the reality of a soita? Because she was nevelous to somebody not Bamoka Mitzvah? Some Achrayim, Reb Chaim Oizer talks about it, Reb Chanan talks about it, they say that maybe yeah. Others want to say no, how could it be? The mitzvah is to be Nisyabim to him. If she's nevelous to him, it can't be that would create an issur soita in the relationship with him. Maybe it's totally in whether the soita relationship is because of the relationship with the yovam or with the eshes hameis. Maybe it's totally in that the yovam could violate the relationship with the meis if he's not being miyabim her ketzuras hamitzvah. Maybe others want to point out that the shaila is a moot point because the Marik, there's a famous Marik. Marik says that the cause of Isser Soita Labalo is not the Isser, but it's the Mi'ilo, the violation. You know, in English we would call the violation of the marital vows. The Mi'ilo, that he was poigim, the boil, was poigim in the relationship. She's not Miyuchetim anymore. She's living with somebody else. It's built the Efshari and Svara, that there should be a violation of her being yuchid to the yovam by living with the yovam. That doesn't make any sense. Again, like we said, maybe if the issur of an isha soita, the yivamish of zinsa, would be like a soita because of her relationship with the maize, maybe we would say that even though he should be miyabim, the brother-in-law that is, if he's bo'leo and it's not a yivam, so that's a violation of her being yuchid to her deceased husband, hard to be mekabel such a svar. But it's an interesting back and forth between Achrayim and Tzali again in this type of chakira. Where do we see the shorish of the issur of Yavam, of the state of Yavam? Do we see it in the relationship with the Yavam, like we pointed out over there in the Kavua and called the Parish scenario of the Marit Marit Ben Lev, or do we see the shorish of the relationship of the Yavam, the issur of Yavam, the dinim of Yavam, Shemeres Yavam? Is that totally in the Ishus Hameis? That's what we explained in the Sugya of Zika. And again, these Chakiris are lechayu totally in the same type of Sforas.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.